Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I'm the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we had the privilege of celebrating Easter together, even though we were limited to doing that online, but it was still Easter Sunday, and Jesus is still risen and alive and drawing people to himself, and for that, we can be thankful and worship. We spent some time looking at John chapter 20, and one of the texts that I mentioned towards the end of the message was John chapter 20, verses 14 through 16, which I'd like to read to you again. It says, Mary turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said to her, Mary. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. And as I was studying for Easter, I just couldn't have been struck more by how powerful this message is. And I hadn't noticed before, even though it's so clearly laid out in the text, Mary, when she's having this interaction with Jesus, even though she thinks him to be the gardener, the text has just told us prior to this that John has seen and believed. Like, John gets it, that Jesus has risen from the dead. But, and I guess I just always assumed that Mary was at that place too. But the text makes clear that Mary still thinks Jesus is dead. She says to this person who she presumes to be the gardener, she says, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. You see, John chapter 20 tells us that Mary had woken up early in the morning with a mission to accomplish, and her mission was to take care of the dead body of her Lord and friend Jesus, and she still thinks that Jesus is dead. She knows the tomb is empty, but she hasn't quite put it together. That Jesus, his body isn't just laying somewhere else, but rather he is alive. And not just that he's alive, but he's talking to her in that very moment. And then in this moment that I just can't imagine the joy that Mary must have felt. Because verse 16 tells us that Jesus said to her, Mary. He calls her name. And in that moment, she turns and she says to him in Aramaic, Teacher, Rabbi, Lord. And she gets it. For the very first time in Mary's life, she gets it. She understands that she shouldn't be looking anymore for the dead body of Jesus to take care of, but rather Jesus is alive and well, and he is the one speaking to her in this very moment, and he is calling her name. And I couldn't help but be struck by the amazing and encouraging and incredible truth that Jesus's tomb is still empty and he is still calling names. So many of us listening right now have had the experience where we know through faith that Jesus called our name, that he called us out of our spiritual death and into eternal life, fellowship with God the Father through faith in the name of Jesus the Christ. And I just cannot tell you how encouraging it is to know that Jesus Christ, our Lord, he is alive and he is well, and he is ruling from his throne. His tomb is still empty and he is still calling names. There are still people that he is calling out to them. He knows their name and he loves them, and he is calling them to himself so that they too might find life in his name, because it is only in the name of Jesus that we find life. We find forgiveness for our sins. We find security, we find hope, we find joy. It is in the name of Jesus. And so I want to encourage you today, if Jesus hasn't called your name yet, so to speak, if you've not yet responded to his free gift of salvation, I can't encourage you strongly enough to do that today, to respond to him with repentance from your sin and faith in what he has accomplished for you, faith in his name. Give yourself to him because he loves you. His tomb is still empty and he's still calling names. And for those of us who are listening and we know that Jesus has called our name, we know him and we love him. I just want to encourage you to spend some time in this moment or later today reflecting on how incredible it is that at some point in your past and in my past, you heard Jesus call your name and you knew. You knew that he was God. You knew that he was Lord. You knew that he and he alone could save you and forgive you of your sin, and you gave yourself to him. What an incredible gift that we can rest in and celebrate no matter what is going on. So I hope you take some time today to remember and celebrate the truth that Jesus, his tomb is empty, and he's still calling names. Father in heaven, we praise you that your son Jesus is alive and well, and he is ruling all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. And in his love for the world, he is still calling names. He's still calling people to have fellowship with him through repentance from our sin and trust in him. So God, please remind us of your incredible grace and love for us. Please help us to grow in our trust for you. And God, please help us to be faithful as you have sent us as missionaries to proclaim the good news that our King lives and he is offering life to anyone who would call upon his name for salvation. We love you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we want to give you a few moments now to pray on your own as well. God bless. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have an awesome day. God bless.